Extra, roll up, roll up. Get your fake news. New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times. Get your fake news. Roll up, fake news here, fake news here, fake news everywhere. We got Time Magazine, copies of Time Magazine. Lots of fake news, lots of fake news. Fresh, fresh off the press, fresh news, fake fresh news. Here, there, and everywhere. Fake news! We got CNN, we got ABC, NBC, everybody. Wait a minute, they're on TV, but if they were in print, we'd have them here on the fake news stand. Get your fake news, roll up, fake news here.
It's embarrassing, and this whole story is embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the country, and, you know, and so he's saying that I'm really upset that some Americans trust Vladimir Putin more than me, more than what people in our intelligence. It's not a shock. It's not a shock, and I'll tell you why, okay? Let's not talk about fake news. Let's talk about fake intelligence for a minute, okay? Let's talk about fake intelligence. Let's talk about the fake intelligence or the non-existent intelligence that said that North Korea hacked Sony Pictures in 2000. I think it was December 2014. Okay. Didn't happen. No evidence was ever produced. Yet they talk about it on the news like they had cracked the case. And this president was the one who was front-running that whole stupid story. Okay. So this is his second fake cyber event, okay? Then there's the downing of MH17. What a joke, okay? What a joke. We have mountains of evidence. Never did it ever materialize. And the black boxes are still sitting in Farnham in the UK, and they'll never be opened. Because what's on those black boxes shows that the whole thing was a lie. This whole thing that Russia or the Russian-backed rebels shot down this airliner over the Donbass. What a joke. Okay. Chemical weapons in Syria. Ghouta. August 2013. We have the evidence, the open source evidence. We have YouTube videos. What a joke. YouTube videos. And it proven the whole thing was a fraud. Your moderate rebels that you're backing were the ones who set off the chemical weapons. Okay? And you wanted to start a war over that? And you wonder why we don't trust you? You wonder why we don't believe the intelligence? Let's talk about Colin Powell for a minute. Colin Powell, in the run-up to the Iraq War, our Secretary of State, four-star general, gets up in front of the UN and goes to the New York Times, and they all lap it up. Okay, they lapped it up. He said that Saddam Hussein had Winnebagos of death. You know what a Winnebago is? It's a giant camper van that people, retired people, drive around the country when they're retired, mobile home. Saddam had big Winnebagos manufacturing giant vats of anthrax on the road, right? And even held up a little vial of talcum powder. In the UN and said, believe me, here's a sample, you know, a total lie. Just like the whole report was a lie, just like the report that Tony Blair put together and Alistair Campbell that was sexed up. It was a total fraud. 45 minutes or less, Saddam Hussein's going to hit our British bases in Cyprus. A lie. Fake intelligence, politicized intelligence, and you wonder why people don't trust you. And you wonder why why they're trusting Vladimir Putin, okay? Putin's done everything he said he was going to do, he did so far, okay? In Syria and whatever else. Seems to be he's playing fairly straight up. We've overthrown the government in Ukraine, okay? We put a putsch in. Petro Poroshenko. We backed neo-Nazis in the streets with chains around their arms, beating people with 2x4s who were opposition politicians. Those are the people we backed in the Ukraine, Nazis. Okay? and militant ones, and we gave them guns. Okay. So, and we are amassing troops right now on the Russian border right now this week in bigger numbers than ever, supposedly to protect the Baltic states. Another joke. Russia is not threatening the Baltic states, but NATO is threatening Russia. And you wonder why we don't trust you. We wonder why we don't believe you. And I can go on and on and on. Jessica Lynch, Pat Tillman, on and on and on. Moderate rebels, Aleppo genocide, all this stuff. The last doctor in Aleppo, the last hospital in Aleppo. When do you want me to stop at some point? Because I've got a list in front of me with hundreds of your lies. And that's the media colluding. That's the intelligence community politicizing themselves. The CIA spent, according to Dianne Feinstein herself, the CIA spent $40 million of U.S. taxpayer money to subvert the release of the torture report. Okay? So that's the CIA spending our money against the Senate to suppress the torture report from last year. Okay? That's a fact. She's on record, Senator Dianne Feinstein, on record. So that's what the CIA does. They're out of control. Do they need to be reformed? Well, it certainly looks like it. Certainly looks like it.
Yet, if you look at the Western media, all you can find this week is Russian hack, Russian hack. Russia influenced the U.S. election. This meme just being jackhammered into the public right now. It's amazing, you know, and we're supposed to believe in that when this is coming from the same intelligence agencies that brought us the list that you mentioned, just a portion, you know, the Sony hack, MH17, chemical weapons in Syria, WMDs in Iraq, Winnebagoes of Death, sounds like a good metal band name, more than an actual news story.
Yeah.
Anthrax is a metal band name going back to the 80s. You know, Ukraine funding neo-Nazis, all this stuff, and we're supposed to buy just on their word. We're supposed to take their word that the Russians hacked the U.S. election. And they put out this 25-page report, which, again, is full of just, well, it's our word, so accept it as truth.
No, this report is unbelievable, okay? This is the sort of stuff in here. And this is from the RT section here. So they're saying that RT tried to influence the election. And they said that Putin was pleased with the result and that certain members of the government were pleased that Trump won. And that's somehow proof that Russia had a motive to swing our election or whatever. And they're saying that RT hosted alternative third-party debates and gave airtime to alternative candidates like Gary Johnson and Jill Stein. I'm serious. It's here.
I can't help but laugh.
I'm not
at
kidding.
That.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
So every other network gave Jill, but RT America gave more time to Jill Stein because the other candidates wouldn't. Obviously, they're not coming on RT America. Hillary Clinton didn't do any interviews practically, except for maybe four or five, and those were with the majors. So Trump's not coming on RT America. You got to be kidding me. So if you're running RT America, you're going to basically go and grab what you can get. And of course, Jill Stein was shut out of the other networks pretty much. She got about 5 minutes there and 5 minutes there. MSNBC gave her 10 minutes maybe in 3 months, right? So they're going to grab what they can get. So they're going Bill Weld, get the guy who smokes pot. What's his name? Gary Johnson. Get him. Get Jill Stein, and maybe someone else. Egg McMuffin. No, but they couldn't even get Egg McMuffin. You know, he wouldn't even come on RT America. Ed McMullen wouldn't come on RT America. So I mean, I can't believe I'm reading this, Hesher. I mean, so that's somehow conspiratorial. To be giving airtime to third-party candidates, that Julian Assange was on RT. They interviewed him, and that was really damaging. And that showed that there were bias towards Trump somehow, because they're working on the premise that somehow Julian Assange was pro-Trump. They asked Julian Assange point blank, John Pilger did, when that interview came out, who do you think is going to win? What did Assange say? He said Hillary.
Right.
He said Hillary. He said Trump will not win. That's what Julian Assange said, right? So Fox Sean Hannity did a four-part interview with Assange. So does that mean Fox is in Putin's wheelhouse as well?
Well, by their logic, it must.
Oh, and so RT, now they're listing, they list here all the things that RT does that undermines America. They're reporting about infringements on civil liberties of Americans. They're reporting about police brutality in America. They're reporting about Wall Street greed. They're reporting about, and they're using social media. And they have millions of followers on social media. So if that's a crime to do all those things, by the way, police brutality, have you watched MSNBC lately? It's the prison network, right?
Absolutely.
So, and CNN, that's all they do is cops being brutal to black people. That's all CNN. That's about 80% of CNN's total news coverage over the last year. I mean, what are they talking about? And Wall Street greed, is that a bad thing to be reporting about Wall Street greed? Or Wall Street malfeasance, or what the Kaiser Report does, basically. Is that a bad thing? Because no one else is doing it. So I think there's a lot of people that are happy that they're doing those reports. And bad for America, is it?
Right. Where else are people going to find those kinds of reports? Because they're clearly not coming out of CNN or Fox or MSNBC or any of these other outlets that purport themselves to be the news, the real news versus the fake news. But we've seen over and over again fake news reports, state-sponsored propaganda reports coming out of these outlets, even paid ones. I mean, you know, other governments are paying companies like CNN to show them in a favorable light, like Saudi Arabia, for example.
Yeah, and Bahrain, the government of Bahrain. Amber Lyons, former CNN journalist, left the network basically to tell that story. So Bahrain they were paying him to paint them in a favorable light. I mean, what are they sniffing at the CIA or whoever put this thing together? I mean, or did they farm this out to a PR company? Because it just doesn't make any sense, you know? So it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke. So listen to this. So here's RT defending itself, basically. RT targeted in the DNI report. Listen to this.
Criticism of Russia by the Western media comes under the auspice of freedom of speech and press. Criticism in the other direction, it seems, is not so acceptable. But what is the evidence presented? Well, let's start with the US elections, for example. RT's hosting of third-party debates back in 2012 and last year seemingly really got under the DNI's skin. Recent polls, of course, suggest that nearly 40% of Americans identify themselves as independent rather than Republican or Democrat. Is giving airtime to alternative candidates really a sign of a Kremlin conspiracy? If so, we have a few more culprits.
Joining us now is the Libertarian presidential nominee, Governor Gary Johnson from New Mexico, and his running mate, Governor William Weld from Massachusetts. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you. What an opportunity. Yeah, thank you.
Many Democrats looking forward to nominating Hillary Clinton to become the first woman president. Clinton is not the only woman in the race, though. Dr. Jill Stein.
Now, if that's not enough evidence of a election hack, surely giving WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange a platform will convince you of a Moscow WikiLeaks plot. Except Assange has repeatedly denied its source is the Russian government, and his interviews are not limited to RT.
Our source is not the Russian government, and it is not a state party. This is something a 14-year-old kid could have hacked. We are a media organization, and media organizations have an obligation to protect their sources.
Presumably, Fox and CNN will be next on the DNI blacklist. And speaking of the mainstream channels, another RT sin is apparently covering the following topics. Infringements of civil liberties, police brutality, Wall Street greed, because apparently covering topics of genuine concern to the public and underreported by other channels is enough to make an outlet guilty of manipulating its audience. And to do that, all tools are deployed. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and RT successfully managing to attract millions of followers is proving to be a sore point. Jealous, perhaps? If being at the forefront of reaching our audience through evolving platforms is a crime, guilty as charged. With RT's motto of question more being the point of covering stories underreported by the corporate media, giving a platform to alternative voices and challenging the mainstream narrative, the DNI report looks less like a smoking gun and more of an endorsement of RT's work.
So my point after that, hearing that, okay, and the number one all-time YouTube channel on the whole of YouTube is RT, okay, ahead of everything else, right? And for all those people, I don't care whatever you think about Russia, or if you think that Putin is Goldfinger, okay, or you think Russia's evil or Russia's good or whatever, okay, here's the point, okay? When you have billions of views on YouTube, you're the number one online channel, you've got the most amount of hits, you got the most amount of likes, all of that stuff, okay? That's because people are interested in the content, okay? The numbers don't lie, okay? And so I'm sorry, NBC, and for the billions of dollars they pump into all these stupid networks, including the BBC, and they can't get the numbers RT's getting. And you know what it costs to run RT globally for a year? I don't know their operating budget. It's like it's a puny fraction of any U.S. network. I think it's something like $220 million. The other ones are up above a billion, some of them, in terms of total cost. Definitely the BBC's are well above a billion, okay? And the other ones, they're huge, north of 500 million, some of them, okay? But they're getting crushed internationally on viewer numbers by RT. And why is that? Is that because RT's outspending them? No. It's because the content's better, because they're making it more interesting, because they're showing stuff people want to see, because they've got documentaries coming out every week, and they're all high quality, and they're on a number of different topics that no one else is covering. So, newsflash, extra, real news. That's where they're getting the numbers, Hesher.
That's right.
It's not rocket science. It's simple. We do the same thing, Hesher.
Yeah.
Why are ACR's numbers going through the roof in the last 12 months is because we're putting content out that people think they like it. It's interesting.
It's valuable.
That's all.
They tell us all the time. We get listener feedback all the time, thanking us for our work, telling us they find it extremely valuable, telling us they have a really hard time finding similar reports outside of RT. I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on here. The mainstream media is completely discredited, and you and listeners and readers are flooding away from it.
It's not because we're trying to stop Hillary from being president. It's just that we're putting content together we're trying to make it interesting, somewhat valuable, something that people might like, and maybe something more importantly, this is the most important part, that's different from other people, that different from other content. Might not be better, might be better, who knows, but it's different. RT is doing different reporting, different coverage, okay? That's why they're breaking all the records on viewers. Okay, so news flashed, you can't, CNN, you can't get those numbers per dollar, more bang for the buck from RT. You'll never match them because your reporting sucks. It's atrocious. It's a joke. I watch CNN to laugh, okay? I laugh at Wolf Blitzer. He's hilarious, okay? He's become a caricature of himself. And they just churn out fake news on a conveyor belt. Every day it's something, it's totally phony. Their commentary's phony. They've made a meal out of this Russian hack report, and they had a countdown like it was some big thing. And then the report comes out and it's a joke. There's no evidence in it. It's time.
Since 2009, 21st Century Wire has been a trusted source of alternative news with opinion, analysis, investigative reports, and features covering stories from North America to Europe to the Middle East and globally. In the last 2 years, we've grown dramatically. This year, we're expanding our programming and our reporting and adding to our team of dedicated contributors. But we need your help. There is a way you can support us. Go to 21wire.tv and click on 21wire membership to find out more about how you can help support our platform by subscribing and becoming a member. In return, we promise to keep it independent and keep it real. But that's not all. By subscribing to 21wire.tv, members will get access to more premium content, like virtual private screenings of new documentaries and short films, and get inside access to members' podcasts like On the QT with Patrick Henningsen. And also, you can see our new morning commute show, Drive by Wire, with Sean Helton, as well as our new geopolitical current affairs series, Insight, shot in high definition. By becoming a member, you're also helping to support the Sunday Wire radio show, as well as all our great reporting at 21stCenturyWire.com. There's more. Members will also gain access to our fortnightly Members Situation Report newsletter, as well as special discounts on all 21 Wire merchandise up at our online store, Shop 21. Subscribe and become a member at 21wire.tv.